right. We're going to have, obviously, a very brief conversation. I'm going to get power. The power is going to my head with this work session. We're going to have a very brief conversation about our meeting format. I'm going to give just a really brief overview of what we were hoping to accomplish, what I think some of the concerns were the first time around that can easily be remedied for our next pilot in May, and then I will propose that we have a deeper discussion of this at our board retreat in July, when we can really focus on board operations and board organization and so forth. So I will say that what we were hoping to accomplish was to have one agenda per month rather than two agendas per month, with the understanding that we would need to rely on staff having some flexibility and giving them some time to catch up with a new reporting schedule. We certainly would not expect staff to have that down for the first pilot session. What Dr. Hargens did a wonderful job of was finding another district right here in the state. Fayette County was using this other model, and so we actually, some of us at KSBA conference, had the opportunity to speak with board members from Fayette. They were amazed that we have two agendas a month, because it takes a lot of time to work our way through an agenda and to hear the constituent concerns and to get questions answered from staff and all of that. One of the things where we failed was we followed, I think, and you can let me know if you're on the same page as I am, that we followed the Fayette model a little too literally. For example, they don't have meals at their board meetings, so we didn't have meals, and so we had really starving board members and cabinet members, and that wasn't great. We also, because we had a backlog of work sessions, we packed a whole lot of extra work session into one meeting, and we also built our committee schedules around our board meeting schedules, which is what Fayette had done, but that's no reason that we would need to do that. So I will just go back to saying that, from my sense, the original goal was not to emulate Fayette word for word or step by step, but to get to one agenda per month, which would be more manageable. So we know we've got to feed people. We know we've got to have longer breaks. We know we've got to schedule committee meetings at a time when they're not overlapping so that people can attend one another's committee meetings. So we learned those lessons already. With that said, as we move into piloting this again in May, let me just hear from you if there are other specific recommendations, with the understanding that we can discuss in much more depth at our board retreat. So who wants to go? Oh, Ms. Porter.
We were asked to submit pros, cons, and I think what ifs. And I guess my question is, with all the work that we have to do between now and July 1, we had mentioned, I think I even mentioned it to you, the potential of doing the second pilot after July. So with all that we have to do, with all the comments that came back to us, that we do, if we're going to change, we need to work on change. Is it effective and efficient for this board just to pilot it when we know the list of things that we're trying to accomplish? And my goal is to get us to where we need to be by the end of June. And I'm not sure that this format, when reading the things that were submitted, I'm not sure that it's going to get us there. And when we talk about the break, that we didn't have a break for food, well, in looking at the meeting in Fayette County, they weren't there until 11 o'clock.
Right.
They adjourned at 8:30, so there was no need. So I think that I'm uncomfortable, frankly, with doing a pilot with all the list of things that we have to do. So I would just like to hear from my colleagues if they feel like that we have the time to truly pilot this based on the work that we're trying to accomplish. I'd just like others' thoughts, please.
Ms. Horn?
That's on. Is it on? I didn't reply to the email because I was busy doing my board homework. And this is not all of it. There are like 600 pages of purchase orders and more. And I do, like, I read every single page. Like, I don't know about my board peers, but I look at every single page that is given to me. I'm a lawyer, so I do have the ability to, like, do that as part of my training. But it's a lot. Like, I mean, this is a lot. And I do ask these little questions to make sure I'm, you know, checking things. And to do this twice a month is a lot, you know. It would be great. I thought that our discussions were deeper when we had that month. I was pretty excited about the deepness of the discussions because by that second meeting, it had a chance. So I understand there would be a transition to do your financials like once a month versus two, but I'm excited about having all of that in one meeting so that I don't have the multiple meetings, because we're also preparing. We're trying to review for this meeting. I've got the finance committee that I'm preparing for my monthly meeting too, and that's, and you know, to report back to you all too at that once a month meeting. So it just seems like our work together, if we're going to do board work versus like management checking up on management, seems like I'm interested in working on the bigger picture issues, the systemic issues. If there are board issues, I have to get through this binder with the day-to-day management issues that I have to, approve. But I just think it allows me to get to, like, student assignment. It will allow us to take on, the allocation of children. It'll allow us to focus more on facilities. It will allow us to focus more on policies, doing it the way we're doing it if we're going to have the committee structure.
Member Geese?
I've also liked, this is on, can you hear me? Yes. I've also liked the pilot that we've been trying out, but I also agree with Member Porter to a degree that it does seem like a lot to take on considering our list of growing responsibilities.
Ms. Duncan?
Are we giving both sides of this, or
Ms. Porter specifically posed the question to us, would we be wise to postpone this until July, or do we want to proceed with May? So that was a specific question that was posed by our colleague, and then anything else that you'd like to say about the format?
Well, I think we do need a little bit of time to before we take this on again. I'd like to have a chance to think about it and go back maybe to the other way for a while and get ourselves through the next few meetings, and then pick it back up again in July and see if we're ready there. I think one benefit that I saw for me, of course, was the having the committee meeting, having a time right before the planning session to have the committee meeting, and that. But pretty much that was the benefit. We went through the consent agenda ahead of time, and then we had to wait, you know, to be able to bring those questions up again about it in the next meeting. And in the meantime, lots of things changed on that. So I noticed the consent agenda wasn't exactly the same as it was during the time that we had it. And we thought that was what we were getting prepared to talk about, and then it changed. And so I think that's because the situations, I know, the circumstances change in a month. So I'd like to have some more time to see the need for it. And if the staff sees advantages and they can speak of how it helps them in time, then I would tend to go with what staff feels like on that. But as for me, I didn't feel that benefit. That meeting, of course, we were just flying by the seat of our pants, I think, moving through
lots of topics, and didn't have a break in there, and that was a long, long, extra long meeting. So I felt like we, you know, that was a good experiment, but I don't know that we're ready for the whole thing to be that way, especially during all the changes that we're going to be experiencing over the next couple of months.
So I'm not sure what the, actually, does anybody on the staff want to say anything about your preference for or your thoughts about June or Dr. Hargens? What's your thought?
Well, and I'll just point out that July has only one board meeting in it. So I think what you're talking about is revisiting at the retreat in July, but not having July be a pilot month because there's only one board meeting. So, but I think what staff sought was meeting the needs, not of them, but of you, to focus on big picture items and trying to facilitate that for you. If it worked or not is a different question. But I think staff, even though staff is in the routine of every 2 weeks, right, it takes time to get into a routine of having everything ready that many weeks in advance. So I can tell you staff is used to the original model. But again, does the original model meet the needs of the board to discuss big picture items and really understand what Vision 2020 is about? So, you know, maybe the other could be tweaked, but that's the problem we were trying to fix, is not being, as Board Member Horn said, always be doing sort of the pebbles and not be doing the big rocks, because there are so many pebbles coming all the time. So, but and anybody else is certainly free to add as well. And we, I think one of the things noted in our feedback was it's hard to make deadlines whenever they are, because so many things are going on in each of the divisions. And we really have to work at making the deadlines on either model, because that has a domino effect on Ms. Gilpin and other people, because we have to have all those materials ready so that we can publish them for you and the public. So we will call out on ourselves that we're not always good at making the deadlines. But it's gotten better in lots of cases.
Well, so where to go from here? Now, I will say that my personal preference is to stick with the pilot as we had originally planned. That leaves more time for committee work, but that's just my preference. And I'll turn to council. We had actually had a motion and approved doing the pilot. Would we have to add an agenda item for this evening if we want to undo the pilot? Is that the way that would work? Okay. So what the time when we're approving the agenda, someone could make a motion if they would like to add an item to change our meeting format for May. So that's for May, yes, that's for May. So that's how that will work. I can see we've already got some VIPs gathering in the room. Hello, Representative Tom Birch, Representative Jeff Donahoe, glad to have you here. And I think we will adjourn and join our guests for the reception out in the beautiful lobby area. So adjourned.